Hey everybody, welcome. It's that time again. It's that time. Welcome to the program. My name is Vince. I'll be your host for tonight's show. I just noticed my camera's a tad cockeyed. My light's a little askew. But we're gonna make do, because that's what this show is all about. Is figuring shit out as you go along. How are you? I have another fun third segment for you today. And I don't think there's going to be a ton of cutting and editing and what have you. I think I figured it out. We're going to talk about something fun, exciting, fresh, fun, also exciting and fresh. I hope you guys are doing well. Today's episode, much like every other episode, is brought to you by the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon. Go ahead and check out the description if you want a link to that. There's some people who are tonight who I have to thank real quick. Marcus, especially, thank you for being here for tonight's live recording. I just realized that some of my hat and headphones are being cut off. The camera is now adjusted. Welcome to today's show. I want to start off with something that I just found out about this morning, like 12 hours ago. Actually, what time is it? So, like, 14 hours ago. There's a game on PlayStation called Concord that I never heard a gosh damn thing about. Like, nothing. Like, I saw there was a woman who went to go pick it up and said that she voices a character in it, and that's it. I knew nothing about it. I never heard anything about it. I don't remember seeing this at any sort of PlayStation event. Nothing. Came out on the PS5, right? Even Marcus is going, I've never heard of this game. Yeah, also, what a bad name for a game, Concord. Like, it just makes me think of grapes. So from Culture Cave on Twitter, PlayStation is shutting down Concord on September 6th due to poor sales. So by the time this episode comes out, they've already shut down the game. Anyone who purchased the game will be offered refunds. The game was in development for 8 years. And then I scrolled down because I didn't know anything about the game. 8 years, this is from Penna Cartel on the tweet, which I probably used a picture of the tweet as the background for a second. 8 years of a game that stayed alive for about 8 days, and someone else replies that 8 years that cost $200 million. Someone's saying, I can't believe they canceled The Last of Us 2 Factions but put this out. I don't know if that's, what do you call it though? I don't know if they were like, don't put resources into that, put resources into this. The fact that we don't have The Last of Us 2 Factions is a cardinal sin, as far as I'm concerned. The Last of Us is, and this is coming from a dude who grew up playing Halo 3 and Halo Reach. It's the best multiplayer ever made. The Last of Us is crazy. Even Mark is like, wow, refunds. Yeah, this is a game that came out. I like I said, Kyle sent me this morning. Like, I woke up and checked my phones, and since we're on two different time zones, he'll send me something late at night or early in the morning, and I get it even earlier, even earlier. And I woke up, started doing my morning routine, headed to the bathroom. I couldn't think of a pun, sorry. Head to the bathroom, and I'm checking my phone. And I see that Papa, you know, get a little excited, a little message from Daddy. He sent me this thing, and it's like it just got shut down 7 hours ago when I went to bed before he sent me the message. I see this woman's like, oh man, I played this character. She's a martial artist with knives. So if you see a copy of Concord out in the wild, go pick it up, go get it graded, and throw it under your mattress, put it in a safety deposit box, put it somewhere where you are not going to think about it for the next 15 years because this game is going to be worth a stupid amount of money for no gosh damn reason. And I can't understand why. But it's out, and I kind of want to play it more because I can't now. I think it's really dumb to give, not that it's dumb to give the people the money back, but I don't know what kind of game this is. Like, I know literally nothing about this game. Let's look it up. Let's ask the Google machine. Let me see. Okay, Google. Why doesn't this work? It works for everyone but me. Okay, Google. God damn it. What can you tell? What? Can you please fucking work? No. Hey Google, what can you tell me about the game Concord that launched on PlayStation 5? Let's see what she says.
According to the gamer, Concord is an upcoming FPS from Firewalk Studios, part of the PlayStation Studios family. A PvP multiplayer title, it is slated for launch on both PS5 and PC in 2024.
Okay, so it was a live service game. And then the number one article is Concord's failure is going to change the future of PlayStation. From The Gamer, from thegamer.com. I hate to be this guy because the console wars were about as real as East versus West Coast hip-hop. But Xbox is just winning. And they're winning because they have the most money. And the console wars were never real, whatever, 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 whatever. PlayStation put out a $200 million game that got taken down within 2 weeks. That's really sad. And you know what's even more wild about that? Sony is a Japanese company, and right now the yen is awful. It's in the worst state it's been in since like the 80s. That's why everybody and their mother that you follow on YouTube went to Japan this year, because the flights were ridiculous because they were trying to get foreigners to come in and spend money. I've also heard that there's foreign prices versus local prices. Like, oh, you'll pay, say, 300 yen for this bowl of ramen, or let's say 600 yen for this bowl of ramen, but if you're a foreigner, it's 11. And even with the exchange rate, you're only going to pay, like, maybe $8. So you're like, oh my God, cheap food. This is what America should be like. And it's healthy for me? Ah! Because McDonald's isn't even healthy. This guy I know, hold on, tangent. This guy I know said he took him, his wife, and his kid, and they spent almost $60 at McDonald's. He goes, it was a Mickey D's. He goes, I got a large Michael. Crazy. Anyway, Sony's a Japanese company and the yen is in the toilet and this game comes out for $200 million. I don't know what their tax codes, their tax brackets, whatever is. So who knows? Who knows what this means for PlayStation? We're going to get a PlayStation 6. Nothing really is going to change. Maybe they'll throw more money into shit like The Last of Us. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a classic franchise back. Like maybe we'll get Infamous, or maybe we'll get Sly Cooper. Or Twisted Metal. Who knows? Let me know what you think about Concord in the comments below. I want to know if you even heard about it. I didn't see marketing for it. Nothing. Please. In the little Johnson below, I'd love to hear from you. So I'd really like to get into this week's lore, but before I can get into this week's lore, I have to thank the Patreon. Because of the Patreon, the show continues to grow and get bigger and better. And with the names that are currently on screen, the support continues to flow from all and every angle. Starting at the top, I have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Marcus, who is here tonight. Thank you for being here, sir. Thank you for supporting. After Marcus, I have to thank Mellow Milhouse. Thank you to Mellow Milhouse. After Mellow Milhouse, I have to thank Captain Lennox. Thank you to Captain Lennox. And last, but certainly not least, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. If you like the show, in the description below is a link to the Patreon where you can throw a couple dollars the show's way and the show can continue to grow and I can do more fun new things. I got a lot of stuff. I wanted to say this earlier and I forgot, so it's here now. I got a lot of stuff going on right now in my personal life that I legally can't talk about. I don't know if you heard that, but if you heard a duck, my phone got a ringle wrangle. There's a lot of stuff personally that I can't talk about. I'm healthy. I'm okay. It's just work-related stuff, and it's a lot, and it's going to be going on for about another 2 weeks, maybe three, depending. And I can talk about it more when it's over. It's just one of those things that I kind of be hush-hush about. So having people, I'm like on the names, my fucking silly ass. Sorry. These names that are here being supportive are a massive help because I know that even if I can't do everything at 100, actually, I was going to say this for next episode, but I could bring it up now. Next episode is the same amount of episodes I did with a person by myself. So like, it's a lot harder to do this by yourself. And having these people here, it's a monster, massive Mondo help. And I really appreciate the people that are here. I love you guys. Thank you for your support. I forgot to update the Patreon, and I apologize. I didn't ask a poll question, and that's entirely my fault. I take 100% responsibility. I was there. I was alone. I acted alone. These are my consequences. So, like I said minutes ago, a lot's been going on and I hadn't had a chance to get on. And actually last night when I laid down to go to bed, I'm hitting the point of getting older where I can't stay up till one and still function at work. I've also been drinking coffee and you know, it's one of those things I said I'd never do. So someone hooked me up with a pack of Newports, cause that's the other thing I said I'd never do. So I forgot to update and I didn't ask a poll question. And again, with everything that's going on, I'm really, really sorry. And it came down to me. It came down to me to pick, and before I recorded, I've gotten to a ritual where I write everything, and then I shower, and then I record. I like to be fresh. I feel like if I'm going to be on camera, if I'm going to be presenting something, I should shower. If I'm going to go to a job interview, a date, you know, I'm going to see your sister, I should shower beforehand. So I feel like I should do it for the show. And I was sitting there, I was on my couch going, what the fuck am I going to write about? What am I going to write about? What are we going to talk about? I didn't ask this and that. So if you'd like to hear any lore, and I mean any lore whatsoever, check out the link in the description below to the Patreon, because even at the $1 tier, and from the $1 tier to the $10 tier, you have the option of your voice being heard weekly when it comes time to pick lore, if I can remember, if my life isn't flipped, turned upside down. This week's lore, by way of myself and of the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, I would like to talk to you about Calamath Bob from Fallout New Vegas. Klamath. Shit, sorry, it's Klamath Bob. I knew I was going to do that. Klamath Bob. It's we'll talk about it in the thing. Hold on. Klamath Bob from New Vegas.
Howdy. Name's Bob, but folks around here call me Klamath Bob. What can I do you for?
So Klamath Bob, right? I don't know how to say this fella's, where he's from. I had to look it up, and I knew I was going to say it wrong, because I would read it as Calamath, but I'm also probably spelling it wrong. It's Klamath, and he hails all the way from Klamath, which is in the southern part of Oregon. It's a settlement. There is Klamath County in Oregon, which is a real place, and Klamath is east of Aurora in Fallout 2. It's almost like Fallout 2's Shady Sands in a weird way, because it's this small little settlement that is probably the first one that you come across. And you can find essentially Bob's hometown. You can find where he's from. Klamath is known for its gecko hides, and the canyon that is near Klamath is actually where Daisy Whitman crashed her vertibird when she was a Enclave vertibird pilot. And then Lily Bowen, the Nightkin super mutant, she found one of the rotors and turned that into her weapon that she has in game. Klamath County, Oregon to Las Vegas, according to Google Maps, is 674 miles or about a 10 days hike. Now, that's in an apocalyptic time, so it's probably about a month, honestly, because you got to go through obstacles and you got to go through towns and a bunch of deathclaws and other giant irradiated monsters that want to eat you for fun. When you meet Klamath Bob, you can say, howdy, name's Bob, but folks around here call me Klamath Bob. What can I do for you? And the courier will say, I take it you're from Klamath. And he'll respond with, yeah, good old Klamath. Not a bad place if you like hunting, eating, and skinning geckos all day. It's a pretty dull place, but I hear there was a bit of excitement when a tribal from Aurora came to town years back. All before my time, though. And this is what I like so much about Klamath Bob. He doesn't need to exist. And that's what I think makes these games so special, is the fact that so much of the things that are put into it don't necessarily need to be there, but they make the world feel so much bigger. We're going to talk a little bit about some of Klamath Bob's friends, especially a fella who goes by the name of Mean Son of a Bitch, and there's a few other characters that interact with him that they didn't have to be all connected, but they are, and it makes New Vegas feel like a bigger world. And even though Klamath Bob is associated with Mean Son of a Bitch, and Mean Son of a Bitch is associated with somebody else, these small little connections make the world feel so much bigger. Also, you guys might have the ability to see my first ever encounter with Klamath Bob, because when I streamed New Vegas back in the day on Twitch, like almost, oh shit, it's when I first moved out here. So it was like February of 21. So like four years ago. When I streamed that, I remember I was streaming that with a friend, and I never had been to Westside. I just never went over that way. And I met Mean Son of a Bitch, and I met Klamath Bob, and like all of Westside, I don't ever remember being inside of. I must have, because I remember having the Enclave armor, but I must have went there, spoken to who I need to have spoken to, and then left. So I don't remember meeting Klamath Bob whatsoever. I don't remember a lot of Westside. But it's another one of those things. There's another part that I can't think of it that's super North Vegas. There's a ghoul you can meet, and there's a glitch. I hate that I can't think of this. It's like an aeronautics or something institution. It's like a pre-war military that's North Vegas. that it's like a division of a military branch or a government branch where there's a ghoul there who like can't talk properly and has like the best karma, but because of a glitch in the game, you can't access like any of their dialogue. But it's one of those things that, like I'm saying, it doesn't need to be in the game, and it is, and it fleshes out the world in such a monster way. So Klamath Bob, what does he do for his community? Klamath Bob is a fellow who owns the Klamath Bob Liquor Store, and he sells liquor out of his liquor store in Westside. He is Klamath Bob. After hours, when he closes the liquor store, he patrols the waste around Westside, patrolling for fiends to make sure that his little slice of heaven is taken care of. He's also part of the West Side Militia, which is kind of like Minutemen in a sense. Like even in, not even saying like the Fallout 4 terms of Minutemen, but the colonial Minutemen of American history that were at a moment's notice, at a minute's notice, they could be ready. There are people that walk around and patrol West Side, making sure that it's free and safe. West Side's like super communist. Like it's got like free everything and everybody hangs out. People buy shit, but it's like, it's a commune. It's a commune like with an inflow of money. He's known for being an all-around good guy who cares for others and his community. Like I said, he's part of the militia with his friend, Mean Son of a Bitch. The courier can ask, do you know anything about the super mutant that's walking around? And Klamath Bob will say, oh, yeah, that's Mean Son of a Bitch. I know that name sounds bad, but he likes it. He's one nasty old coot. Far as I can tell, he's one of those original super mutants, what came from the Boneyard. Wandered about after that master fellow died, eventually got caught somewhere around the hub back in NCR. Boy, they sure treated him mean down there. Cut him up so bad he can't talk no more. I tried to buy him just so they'd stop hurting him, but they didn't want any of it. Later on, the people that were harassing Mean Son of a Bitch imprisoned him, and Tabitha of the New Tabithopia, I'm probably saying that incorrectly, the Nightkin, her and some of her super mutants rolled up and freed him, and then one day, Mean Son of a Bitch just showed up in Westside. And Bob and him became buddies, and that's what I like so much about Bob, is that he's just a guy. Like, he's just a dude, he's just a fella. Like, he's just a guy who owns a liquor store. Klamath Bob is like, imagine like a show where there's just one character who shows up like a few times a season. You're like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see him that he's just like in this show. That's how I feel about Klamath Bob. Like genuinely, he doesn't have a lot to say. He doesn't mean a lot, but he's just a good guy. That's really all I have on Klamath Bob. He's a good fella. There's not even any like fun facts on the wiki. One of the only fun facts is really he will reference the events of Fallout 2. I hope you guys enjoyed, because that has been everything on Klamath Bob from Fallout New Vegas, the video game that came out in 2010. Arguably one of the best in the series. All right, that's everything. I love you. Bye. Okay, so I don't know how well this is going to work. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. A bean, if you will. I'm going to try to react to this Minecraft movie live. I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to bring up the Minecraft movie on YouTube. I have not watched the Minecraft movie, or the trailer, I should say. I'm going to bring up the trailer. It's starring Jack Black. That's all I know. I can't imagine it's going to be very good, but we're going to watch it together and we're going to find out. I am going to give the chat a link so we can watch it together. So give me a second. Nice. Even Marcus is like, it's my first time too. You know, you always remember your first time, right? Okay. So this is it. This is the Minecraft movie teaser starring Jack Black, a Warner Brothers picture. We're going to watch it together. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to leave the captions on, but let's find out what this is going to be together. Let me put it in 4K. Because, you know, you should play Minecraft in 4K. The block game needs to be in 4K. It takes up too much resources. The Beatles. Great. So this is already DMCA. People? Is that Aquaman? Is that Jason Momoa? So is that a nether portal or just a portal? Because like, Okay.
What the hell?
Next year. The piglins, dude? Is this the Nether? Or do they leave the Nether? I don't like those ghasts. I don't like the noise they make. It makes me very uncomfortable. What a fucking silly.
Anything you can dream about here, you can make.
I need to see what Jack Black looks like as Steve. Why? It's just him in a blue shirt.
Who are you?
I am Steve.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have seen the meme of I am building blocks and shit because this is fucking Minecraft. It kills me. Because that's every Jack Black movie is him just cursing and saying nonsense. Do you think there will be an after credit scene where Jack Black has white eyes and he's Herobrine? Just seriously, I like how he has like the V-neck on, like Steve. This is so fucking silly. This is green screen the movie. Like, okay, so you can see me because I'm not gonna green screen this part out, but you can see behind me a green screen. This is green screen the movie.
Okay.
Oh, this guy is such a tool bag.
This is bonkers. This is this. A Minecraft movie, not the Minecraft movie. Where are the testificates? Where is the traitor? April 4th. Okay, so that's the Minecraft movie. I'm sorry, a Minecraft movie. It's a teaser trailer, so I feel like we can all agree I don't have to watch that more than once. I'm gonna go see it. I have a feeling you're gonna go see it. I have a feeling a lot of people are gonna go see it. I have a feeling the target demo of 6 to probably about 35, because that's who it's popular with. Because everyone who's my age and a tad older, just, you know, this is, it doesn't need to be made. Marcus goes, I can't wait till it's on Netflix or like whatever. Yeah. All right. That's a Minecraft movie, guys. I genuinely didn't know what to expect. I don't think it's going to be a good movie. If Jack Black has, so the Mario movie's fine and he's Bowser. He's just in every video game movie now. He's going to find his way into Sonic 4 somehow. He's going to voice Chaos or he's going to be Big the Cat. Jack Black's going to be Big the Cat. That's what they're going to do. Okay, so, whatever. He's in Mario. Mario's fine. Borderlands came out. And I heard it wasn't good. I don't know anybody who saw it. It made $8 million its opening weekend, had an estimated $150 million budget. You know, that is the perfect. Thank you. And he won't do anything. He's just going to be like, hey, Froggy. And he's not going to dress up. He's just going to put on a purple shirt. Because that's what Jack Black is. Rest in peace to Tenacious D. I hope you've enjoyed the show. My name has been Vince. This has been Atomic Radio Hour, the post-nuclear podcast. I'd like to thank the Patreon and Marcus, who is here tonight watching the episode get recorded live. I'd like to thank Patreon. I'd like to thank Shane Ivers. SilvermanSounds.com/freemusic/ Feather Duster is the intro song where you can get Shane Ivers' music. Feather Duster, the song that is the intro, it should be playing right now, but also a bunch of other free heaters that he has. I love you. Check out my Twitter, Kyle's Twitter, the show's Twitter, all that in the links in the description below. It'll be coming at you hard. It'll be coming at you fast. The red bubble is also down there. Join the Discord if you get a moment, if you want to hang out with some Fallout fans. I love you guys very much, and I'll be seeing you next week. Everybody be safe. I love you. See you later. Bye.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.